Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
It is a wonderful morning.
非常美的一个早上。
Because we have the opportunity to worship our Lord.
因为我们有机会能够一同来敬拜我们的主。
I want to share with you this morning from the second book of Chronicles and chapter 34.
今天早上我又跟大家分享的乃是历代志下第34章。
And our story is a narrative.
我们这所读到的是一个故事的记载。
So therefore, we'll do a little reading that we can take in the story that we have before us.
所以我们又先读一些的圣经，让我们能够知道这一个背后。
I will read the first 8 verses of the chapter, and then Michael will read.
我们弟兄用英文先从读第一节到第八节，然后我用中文再读一遍。
Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He walked in the ways of David his father.He declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. And they broke down the altar of Balaam in his presence and the images that were on high above them.He cut down and the groves and the carved images and the molten images, he broke in pieces and made dust of them. And he strewed them upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. He burnt the bones of the priest upon their altars, cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And he did, and so did he in the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, Simeon, and even up to Naphtali.With their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and he had beaten the graven images into powder, and he cut down all the idols throughout the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah and Maaseiah the governor of the city, and Joah the son of Joahaz,The recorder to repair the house of the Lord his God.
历代志下34章第一节到第八节，约西亚登基的时候年八岁，在耶路撒冷作王31年。他行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫所行的，不偏左右。他作王第八年，尚且年幼，就寻求他主大卫的神。到了十二年。才洁净犹大和耶路撒冷，除掉曲堂、木偶、雕刻的像和塑造的像。众人在他面前拆毁巴利的堂，砍断坛上高高的日像，又把木偶和雕刻的像并塑造的像打碎成灰，撒在祭偶像人的坟上，将他们祭司的骸骨烧在坛上，洁净了犹大和耶路撒冷。又在马纳西、以法莲、西缅、拿弗他利各城和四围破坏之处都这样行，又拆毁祭堂，把木偶和雕刻的像打碎成灰，砍断以色列遍地所有的日像，就回耶路撒冷去了。约西亚王十八年进殿之后，就差遣亚撒利亚的儿子沙凡、祭宰马西亚、耶哈斯的儿子史官约雅去修理耶和华他神的殿。
It is quite zeal that he does have for the testimony of God.
我们看见约西亚王对神的见证大发热心。
Now I want you to read or follow through from verse 14 down to verse 28.
现在从十四节到二十八节。
And when they had brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servants, they have done it. And they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord and delivered it unto the hand of the overseers and to the hand of the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book, and Shaphan read it before the king. I'll just leave it there now, get Michael to read up to verse 18.
14节到18节，他们将奉到耶和华殿的银子运出来的时候，祭司希勒家偶然得了摩西所传耶和华的律法书。希勒家对书记沙访说，我在耶和华殿里得了律法书。主将书递给沙访，沙访把书拿到王那里，回复王说，王交给仆人们办的事都办理了，耶和华殿里的银子倒出来交给督工和匠人的手里了。书记沙访又对王说，祭司希勒家递给我一件书，沙访就在王面前读那书。
So the book, the first five books of the Bible, that's from Genesis to Deuteronomy, that is the copy that they had found when they repaired the house of God.
所以他们在修理殿的时候所找到这律法书，就是从创世纪到生命记这摩西五经。
Now I'll read from verse 19 down to verse 28.
现在从19节到28节。
And it came to pass that when the king had heard the words of the law, that he tore his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king, saying, Go and inquire of the Lord for me, and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book. And Hilkiah and they that the king had appointed went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvah, the son of Hasra, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they spoke to her to that effect. And she answered them, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Tell you the men that sent you to me. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book that they have read before the king of Judah. And because they have forsaken me and have burnt incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands, Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place and shall not be quenched. And as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall you say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender and you did humble yourself before God. And when you heard his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, You humbled yourself before me, and you did tear your clothes and weep before me. I have even heard you also, said the Lord. Behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and that you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. Neither shall your eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place and upon the inhabitants of the same. So they brought the king word again.
19节到28节，王听见律法上的话，就撕裂衣服，吩咐希勒家与沙房的儿子亚西干、米迦的儿子亚比顿、书记沙房和王的臣仆亚萨亚说：“你们去为我、为以色列和犹大剩下的人，以致书上的话，求问耶和华。 因我们列祖没有遵守耶和华的言语，没有照这书上所记的去行，耶和华的烈怒就倒在我们身上。于是希勒家和王所派的众人都去见你先知富勒大，富勒大是掌管礼服沙龙的妻，沙龙是哈斯拉的孙子，特瓦的儿子。富勒大住在耶路撒冷第二区，他们请问于他，他对他们说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，你们可以回复那差遣你们来见我的人说，耶和华如此说，我必照着在犹大王面前所读那书上一切的咒诅降祸与之地和其上的居民，因为他们离弃我，向别神烧香，用他们手所做的惹我发怒，所以我的怒愤怒如火倒在这地上，总不熄灭。然而差遣你们来求问耶和华的犹大王，你们又这样回复他说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，至于你所听见的话，就是听见我指着这地和其上居民所说的话，你便心里敬服，在我面前自卑撕裂衣服向我哭泣，因此我应允了你，这是我耶和华说的，我必使你平平安安地归到坟墓，到你列祖那里，我又降雨治地和其上居民一切的灾祸，你也不至于亲眼看见。他们就回复往去了。
Verse 30 now and 31 we'll finish with these two verses.
30节跟31节。
And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the priests and the Levites and all the people, great and small, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk in after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book.
王和犹大众人与耶路撒冷的居民并祭司利未人以及所有的百姓无论大小都一同上到耶和华的殿，王就把殿里所得的耶书念给他们听。王站在他的地位上，在耶和华面前立约，又尽心尽性地顺从耶和华，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，成就这诗上所记的约言。
In this world, we all lose something.
在这个世上，我们都会失去一些的东西。
But the great need is to discover where we lost it.
但最重要的是我们能不能找回我们所失去的呢？
Many discoveries are not by purpose, but sometimes by accident.
很多时候我们发现一些东西不是有心去找，乃是不知不觉中碰到的。
We don't believe in accidents, we believe in God's providence.
我们不认为事情是出于偶然，我们乃是出于神的定义。
I had and knew an orthopedic specialist, a surgeon.
我跟你有一个是很好的医生。
And they're the people that operate on your bones.
这些就是对那个对我们的骨质做那个的医生的。
This doctor, his name was Dr. Sekel.
这个医生的名字叫 Dr. Sekel.
And he started to pioneer back in the 70s and 80s the hip replacement.
在70年代的时候他就发起了这个换这个骨块。
And they used to use cement to hold the prosthesis in the femur of the upper leg.
他们起初乃是用这个像那个水泥的方法来把这个两个假的骨给粘在一起。
So one day, the doctor had a broken lounge chair.
有一天这个医生他在诊所里面的一张梳发的脚断了。
The wheel had come off the lounge.
只写他的那个酒上的轮子也都脱掉了。
And they had a book stuck under the lounge.
所以结果他们就放了一些杂志在下面把它给顶起来。
And his wife had been asking him for many, many months to fix it.
之后他的太太一直问向他要求了很长的时间，说你什么时候才修理他。
So finally, he got underneath and he turned the lounge and he began to fix it.
所以结果他就把这个说法翻过来，然后想用他的方法来把它修好。
And he saw how the big bolt went in, and he said, "Wouldn't that be good if we could do that with the hip replacement?"
之后，当他在修理说法的时候，他看见说，哦，又把这个轮子安上去，那就用螺丝给锁上去的。
But、
他就想到，那在换这个骨块的时候。可不可以也用这个螺丝把它给锁进去呢
？So the short story is he couldn't find anyone to produce it.
那接着他就不能够找到人能够来帮他制造出这些样
品。So he opened up an engineering shop in Marrickville.
所以他就在 Marrickville 这里开了自己开了一个作坊。
And he began to engineer it.
而自己开始动手想要做出一个样品。
His name was Ron.And his wife's name was Margaret.
他的太太的名字叫 Margaret.
So he patterned the hip and he called it Magron.
所以他就将两个名字合起来叫做 Magron.
And of course, that became the way now that everyone uses the hip replacement.
所以现在凡有放这骨块的都是用他这个牌子。
So you can discover things just by accident.
所以好像我们觉得他这样的发现好像是偶然发
现。So we're going to hear of a story like that.
但是今早我们读的故事好像也有像这样一眼。
This king made a discovery.
这一个王他有了一个发现。
And this discovery led to a recovery.
但是他的发现却带来了复兴。
And that's what we want to look at here this morning.
这是我们今早所要来看的。
Where did I put my thing? Here it is. Okay. We are going to look at this portion in three ways.
我们又从三方面来看今天的这个题目。
The first one is the preparation for the recovery.
第一点乃是恢复前的预备。
Then the second one will be the impact of the recovery.
第二点乃是恢复所带来的影响。
And the third one will be the dedication to the recovery.
第三点那是恢复时的尽心尽力。
So what we want to do is just begin by looking at the grandfather of Josiah.
首先我们是来看这个约西亚他的祖父就是马纳西。
Sorry, right. He reigned for 55 years.
他做王有55年。
And he was the most wicked of the kings of Judah.
而他是犹大众王中最邪恶。
He brought in all the idolatrous false worship and altars into the house of God.
而他乃是把一切这些偶像的祭堂、木偶这些带进到神的殿里。
And for 55 years, he did this.
而50年的时间他都一直这样行。
You might say, why did God allow such a long apostasy?
所以你会问，那神为什么忍耐以色列人这么长时间离弃他呢？
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because that's what everyone wanted.
因为这些都是犹大每个人所想要的。
You see, most of us, we only want the works of our own hands.
因为我们看见许多人他们所喜欢呢都是手自己手上的工作。
And we want to connect with God by what we do.
所以我们想用自己手所做的来跟神有连接。
Because we are not ignorant, we are quite proud of ourselves.
因为我们觉得自己不是无知我们自己觉得很骄傲。
And we all want to be able by some means to connect to God by our own works.
所以我们总是想用些自己的方法怎样的来与神有连接。
And so that became the norm of the worship of God's people.
而我们就发现在那个时候 神的百姓就是用这样的方法来敬拜神。
Then we find, something went wrong. Our brother, Anyway, we came up to Amnon, which was the father of Josiah.
而耶西亚的父亲乃是亚门。
And he was also an idolater who did even worse than Manasseh.
而他乃是比他的父亲，就是耶西亚的祖父，做更坏的事。
Okay, here we are. Let's hope it'll keep on going. So, what we find is Israel has come into the darkest period of their history.
我们发现以色列乃是进入了一个最黑暗的时代。
True worship has been covered and smothered over by man's works.
对神的敬拜乃是被人手上工作偶像的敬拜所代替了。
And then Amnon, he only reigns for 2 years, he's assassinated.
而这个亚门他只是做王两年之后就被他的臣仆谋杀了。
And as you saw and as we've read, Josiah became a king at 8 years old.
而刚才我们所读到的就是耶西亚乃是八岁的时候就登基做王。
And here's a surprising thing. At 16 years of age, he began to seek after the Lord.
而奇妙的是当他16岁的时候他就开始尽心的寻求耶和华他的神。
How old do you have to be to seek after the Lord?
我们又问我们又多大才可以开始寻求神呢？
Any age.
在任何一个年龄都可以。
But what do you think he did to seek after the Lord?
那你会觉得他是用怎么样的方法来寻求神呢？
Is there anyone here seeking after the Lord?
在我们当中有谁是在心里寻求神吗？
What are some of the things you do?
你若是有心要来寻求神，你会做些什么事呢？
Help me, will you?
你也可以帮助我。
What some of the things you would do to seek after the Lord?
你若寻求神，你会做什么事情？
Do you think if you sat up the back and just played with your cell phone, your mobile phone, would that be seeking the Lord?
你觉得如果你是坐在后排而在那里一直在弄手机，这是寻求神的方法吗？
You say no, that's not it.
你的可能同意说不是，这不是对的方法。
What would you do?
那你应该怎么去想？
He's 16 years old.
这个王他才16岁。
Well, we know he's not playing computer games.
我们知道那个时候他是不可能玩电子游戏的。
A lot of people 16 do that.
但是我们知道今天很多16岁的孩子都在玩电子游戏。
But this man is seeking after the Lord.
但是这个孩子这个王他就在寻求神。
What are some of the marks of seeking after the Lord?
一个寻求人寻求神的人有什么标记呢？
Can you help me?
你能够帮助我吗？
Well good. Searching the scripture.
在查考圣经。
So thereforeHave you got a Bible?
那么你有一本圣经吗？
Are you reading it?
那你若有圣经，
Are you searching through that book?
你读的时候有用心去查询吗？
You know, it said in our portion that Josiah sought after the God of David, his father.
在圣经上告诉我们说，约西亚寻求他父大卫的神。
Yeah, so...How did David seek after the Lord?
那么我又问大卫是怎样的来寻求神的？
We just sang a song. Do you remember the first song we sang?
你们知道刚才我们领诗歌的弟兄，摩西弟兄领的第一首诗歌是什么吗？
It's taken from Psalm 42.
我们知道乃是从诗篇42篇来的。
As the hart, the deer, pants after the water brook, so my heart...Pants after you, Lord.
如鹿切慕溪水，我的心也切慕你。
Did you know a deer is very timid animal?
我们知道这作为鹿它是一个很容易被惊吓到的动物。
And actually they've got four stomachs.
而且这个鹿它是有四个肚子。
So what they do is they come down and they eat up as much as they can.
所以当他们从下来的时候他们尽量的吃到把四个胃都充满了。
And then they go back up into the rocks because for protection.
而之后他们就离开草原跑到山上去为着他的安全。
And then the food is going through the four stomachs, it's being digested.
而这里面的食物就通过四个胃一个一个慢慢的消化。
But it takes up so much of the energy.
但是它就花很多很多的力量。
The stomach heats up and the deer heats up.
所以因为这个四个胃同时工作它就会发热。
And do you know what he wants to drink?
当他开始发热的时候他想喝什么呢
As the deer pants after the water brook, so my heart pants after you, Lord.
乃是如鹿切慕溪水主我的心也切慕你
That's how Josiah began to seek the Lord.
这是约西亚这样开始来寻求神。
It was the most vital part of his whole constitution.
我们知道乃是他的最中心最重要的一点。
And you know King David said in Psalm 27 verse 4, you know that verse?
在大卫在诗篇27章第四节是怎么讲的呢
?You should learn it by heart, it's a beautiful verse.
是很美的一句话。
One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord.
第四节，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
That's how David sought the Lord.
这是大卫是这样的来寻求神。
That's how Josiah sought the Lord.
也是约西亚这样来寻求神。
And my question to you is how are you seeking the Lord?
而我问你的问题是你今天是怎样的来寻求神。
Is that the burning desire of your heart?
你心中所发热的是不是这样的渴慕呢
?Not just to know, God is there and God exists.
而不是只是思想中知道有神存在那里。
Sure, I'm a Christian. I go to church.
是的，我是一个基督徒，我组织去教堂。
And of course, I've got a Bible in my home.
而我家里也有本圣经。
But do you know the Lord Jesus in that sort of manner?
但是你有是这样的来认识主吗
？Are you longing to see His beauty and His glory and wonder?
你实在渴慕要来看见他的荣美和他的荣耀吗
？Are you anxious to see and know him in a real, living, personal way？
你愿意在生活中来认识他的真实吗
？Is he your consuming desire？
他是不是你心中一切所追求的
？You see, Josiah began to seek after the Lord.
我们看见。约西亚开始寻求神。
You can see a 16-year-old boy can become very serious with the Lord.
所以从这里我们看见一个16岁的孩子，他还对神的事情非常的严肃。
Are you very serious with the Lord?
你对神的态度是认真的吗
？Are you slack or lazy?
或者你只是很非常的放松，非常的不在意
？Maybe your Christianity is just a layback style.
或者你的基督徒的生活就是一个很放松的生活。
Or maybe your idea is that, well, I want God to do something for my life.
或者你对神的态度乃是一直要神来在你帮助你。
And a lot of people relate to God like that.
而今天很多人跟神的关系也只是这样。
If God gives me a good job and He makes I'm able to make money and then buy my house, get married.
如果神能够给我一份好的工作，有房子，有一个好的家庭
，Yeah, and if He doesn't do that, then that's the finish.
如果神不将这些事祝福给我，我就不信了。
See, a lot of people relate to God just as what we call just as a means to get something.
所以有些人他们与神的关系 那就是认相信神，那是为着从神那里得到些什么。
But King Josiah, he wanted to relate to God as someone very close, personal, and also the very one he loved.
但是约西亚却又认识神，那是与他非常的亲密，那是他心中所爱的。
Yeah, so it is a beautiful thing to see him seeking the Lord.
所以我们看见他是能够这样尽心的来寻求神，是何等美的一件事。
So now we find that in seeking the Lord, he went throughout not only the southern kingdom Judah, but throughout all Israel.
我们发现，当他在全心寻求神的时候，他不只是在犹大的南地，也在整个以色列地，包括北面。
Yeah, he began to cleanse out all the rubbish that had been brought in by the last two kings.
而他开始来洁净前面两个王所蹲在这个国家里面所有的垃圾，清理掉。
Do you see what it is to seek the Lord?
你看见我们是用该怎样的态度来寻求神呢？
Are you ready to clean out the rubbish in your life?
你愿意准备好来清理你生活中的这些垃圾吗？
Because that's seeking the Lord.
因为这就是要来寻求神。
He began to deal with sin in his life.
他开始对付他一生中的罪。
Are you dealing with some sin in your life?
你有没有对付自己生活中一些罪呢？
We have many sins.
我们有许多的罪。
And those sins hinder us from seeking the Lord.
而这些罪拦阻着我们来寻求神。
And you know your sin?
你知道自己的罪。
Did you confess sin this morning to your Lord?
你今早有没有向你的主认罪呢？
We all have it.
我们都有罪。
And if we are neglecting it, then sin is overtaking your life.
你若是忽略了罪，那个罪他就又胜过你。
You're losing the grip upon your Lord.
你就会失去对主紧紧的捉住。
Quickly deal with it.
我们要快快的对付罪。
And seek after your Lord.
而全心来寻求我们的主。
Remember, sin will always hide the face of God from us.
我们知道罪乃是会将神的面从面前隐藏起来。
We might be God's children.
我们可能是神的儿女。
But remember, sin can still come into our hearts.
让我们知道罪还是可以进到我们的心中。
These people were trusting in the works of their hands.
我们犹大这些人乃是在相信他们手中的
工作。They were trying to relate to God by what they did.
他们想要靠着自己手中所做的来与来认识神。
Now we want to move on, and we want to see the impact of this recovery.
现在我们要看这个恢复所带来的影响。
Alright, here's the impact. Notice what he did.
让我们看见约西亚做了什么。
He saw the great loss in the house of God.
他看见神的殿失去了许多。
So he arranged and set in order so men could go in and repair the house of God.
他就有了一个计划，使到人能够去修理耶和华的殿。
Because this is what it is to seek after the Lord.
我们知道这乃是寻求神的方法。
We don't just seek him for our personal engagement.
我们不是为了自己的益处才来寻求神。
We seek the Lord so we can affect the community, the church around us.
我们寻求神乃是为着能够在我们周围在教会中带来影响。
So he began to now move and cleanse the house.
所以他开始了洁净殿的工作。
And we read in the portion that they discovered now the law of God, the first five books of the Bible.
之后我们在刚才所读的圣经里面，知道他们就找到了在殿里面摩西五经的律法书。
And then they took the copy of this book, they took it to the king.
他们找到了律法书，就把它带给了王。
And then Shaphan began to read it.
我们看见沙房就开始读这个书，把这个书读出来。
Do you remember what happened to Josiah actually when he heard the reading of this book?
你还记得当约西亚听见律法书被读出来的时候，他有什么反应吗？
Do you remember?
你记得吗？
He tore his clothes.
他撕裂了自己的衣服。
What happened to his eyes?
而且他的眼睛呢
？He began to weep.
他开始在神面前哭泣。
And then our Bible says he humbled himself.
圣经又告诉我们，他在神面前自卑。
There he is, and he gave a message.
他之后又有了一个命令
，that he should go and inquire of the Lord now for his nation Israel.
他说现在那些差遣神去为着以色列去问神。
And he came to this prophetess called Huldah, and she gave him God's message.
之后他就派人来见证女先知户勒大，之后户勒大又给了他的信息。And
her message was actually a very, very strong message.
而他所给的信息消息那是非常重的。
She portrayed the whole life.Of God's people.
当然是把神百姓一生都做了描述。
And she said, these words, they have provoked me to anger.
之后就说了这样的话，他们使我发怒，惹我发怒。
And then, therefore is my wrath poured out upon this place and the inhabitants.
所以我的愤怒如火倒在这地上，总不熄灭。
And,It seemed that God's anger was so great, he was going to destroy that city and also those people.
所以看见神的愤怒是非常的大，那就毁灭这个城和他的百姓。
And so we find this is what Huldah's message was to Josiah.
富勒大给约西亚的信息是这样
，Because your heart was tender，
因为他心里敬服
，And you humbled himself before me，
他在我面前自卑
，And he wept before me when he heard the word of God，
当他听到了神的话语，就向我哭泣。
Has the word of God ever affected your life like that？
神的话语在你一生中有没有带来像这样的影响呢
？It should.
神的话应该有这样的功效。
Josiah was such a zealous person.
约西亚是一个向神大发热心的人。
And really, if anyone should have been encouraged, it should have been him.
如果有任何人受到鼓励，应该就是他。
But God saw fit.To bring and break this man down in humility.
但是神却借着他的话语使到这个人谦卑破碎。
And he humbled himself.
而他也在神面前自卑。
How do you do that?
我们该怎样才能够在神面前自卑呢？
Have you ever done that?
你有没有在神面前自卑过呢？
We're given a grace, the grace of humility.
神给我们恩典，使我们能够自卑的恩典。
But this we're talking about, he humbled himself.
所以这里告诉我们，他自在神面前自卑。
He wept.
他在神面前哭泣。
When the Jewish people tore the clothing, it was a sign of their brokenheartedness.
而当犹大人撕裂他们的衣服的时候，那是借着这样的行为。来表明他们的心也是这样的被撕裂。
And it was a sign of their deep grief.
那是表明他们里面极大的痛苦。
Because they used to do it at funerals also.
因为他们也是这样在那个葬礼上这样行。
So the word of God now brought such a work in his own heart.
我们看见神的话对他的心带来这么大的功效。
So, what we see here in this king is the humiliation that God gave to him.
我们看见神使到这个王降卑下来。
What do you think it would look like?
你觉得他会看起来是怎样呢？
Do you think he would have been confessing sins?
你觉得他会在神面前向神认罪吗？
Do you consider he would have owned those sins as his, as well as his people?
你觉得他会在神面前不只承认自己的罪，也承认百姓的罪？
Remember, he's a leader. He's got to set an example.
让我们记住，他是王，他要在百姓面前有一个榜样。
Because if he's slack and lazy and careless, so that's what the people will be.
如果他不当作一回事，非常的放松消极的话，那百姓也会跟随他。
But remember, he really wants to engage his Lord.
但我们知道他的心是何等迫切的要神。
He's not just happy to turn up on Sunday at church.
他不只是开心主日能够来教堂就觉得够了。
He wants that real vital relationship with his Lord.
他乃是愿意有那真实与神更亲密的灵魂。
And therefore he's confessing the sins of his life and of his people.
所以他为自己的罪悔改认罪，也为百姓悔改认罪。
And really, when we consider it, he is manifesting forth the most humblest man that ever walked this earth.
我们看见从他的身上，我们也看见在地上最谦卑人的影子。
You know who that was?
你知道那最谦卑的人是谁呢？
Actually,The book of Numbers tells us in chapter 12 that Moses was the meekest man in all the earth.
在民数记那里告诉我们说，摩西乃是地上最谦卑的人。
But the Lord Jesus came, and he was the second meekest man.
所以我们看见当主耶稣来的时候，摩西就成为第二位。
Moses was the second meekest. Moses was the second meekest man. So what happened is,Because we have those beautiful words in Hebrews chapter 2, and you can read them from verse 5, 6, 7, and 8.
在希伯来书第二章那里有非常美。
How the Lord Jesus was equal with God.
主耶稣本来是与神同等。
Yet he took on him the form of a servant.
但他却取了奴仆的形象。
He humbled himself.
之后自卑。
And he became obedient unto death, the death of the cross.
顺服神，取顺服至死，在十字架。
What a beautiful life of humiliation.
我们看见耶稣是很美的谦卑的一生。
That's why Josiah was recovering the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们也看见约西亚乃是这样的心态来寻求神的话语。
There was so much rubbish in the house.
他们看见在神的殿里，在犹大全国都充满着垃圾。
But now he saw how we can be reconciled unto God.
但他却发现，他们能够恢复与神的关系。
It was through a sacrifice.
他们需要有一个献祭。
He knew that all other altars had to go.
他知道所有其他偶像的坛都要被除掉。
There had to be only this one.
他们唯一所要的乃是真神。
The way to connect to God is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
唯一能够与神和好的就是借着耶稣基督的血。
Now, you know that had a, not only an impact on Josiah's life,
这样的行为不只是影响了约西亚自己。
But now we see him dedicating himself to this recovery.
但我们也看见他乃是向神的态度乃是尽心尽力的。
And we find him then going up into the house of the Lord.
他自己进到耶和华的殿里。
And then,He read the book in the ears of everyone.
他又在百姓的面前亲口来读神的律法。
And so Josiah, he made a covenant before the Lord.
而又在神的面前百姓面前与神立约。
What is a covenant?
立约是什么意思呢？
It's something that is both legal and yet also it is done voluntarily.
我们知道所立的约乃是有法律上的约束，也乃是双方都是自愿参与的。
Because it is something that is eternally binding.
而是与神立的约乃是存到永远。
And it means that I will be faithful no matter what the circumstances will be.
乃是向神立约，无论我的情况环境是怎样，我都愿意向你忠心。
So, because we use the word the covenant of marriage.
因为我们也用婚姻上的约立约。
If a marriage is not a covenant, it's only just a consumer relationship.
一个婚姻的誓约，若不是一个誓约，就变成只是销毁了一个的合同而已。
You know what a consumer we are. I go.
消费者。
Yeah, I go to the shop.
我去一个店里。
Have you got what I want?
你这个店里面有我爱的东西吗
？Don't have it.
你没有。
Okay, I'll go somewhere else.
我就离开你去另别处去找。
That's a consumer relationship.
这就是一个消费者的态度。
But that's not a covenant.
但这不是一个誓约。
And unfortunately, a lot of marriages are like that.
但是可怜的是，今天许多的婚姻都是用消费者的态度。
I'll be in this marriage as long as it suits me, and you are able to please me.
我能够跟你结婚，如果你能够继续的给我所要的。
And if that's not the case, then I'm out.
如果你也不能够满足我给我所要的，那我就跟你离婚，离开你。
But that's not a covenant.
而这不是一个誓约。
But marriage is a covenant.
但神眼中的婚姻乃是一个誓约。
I'll be in this marriage, no matter what you do or you are, I'll be in it forever, or this lifetime.
我进入这个誓约，无论你会怎样，无论你会做什么，我都要忠心对你到底。
And that's a covenant.
这就是一个誓约。
It's made voluntarily.
乃是你自愿加入。
And it's permanently binding.
而乃是永远有效的。
So therefore, we can see it's made by two parties.
我们看见这个誓约乃是需要双方。
And it must be both parties.
而必须是双方都同意。
And therefore, Josiah made a covenant with the Lord.
所以约西亚乃是这样的与神立约。
Now, isn't that an encouragement to you and me?
他这样的行为对我们是不是有极大的鼓励？
Have you entered into a covenant with the Lord?
你有没有与你的神立约呢？
You're going to serve him no matter what?
你是不是向神立约，无论将来会怎样，你就忠心的侍奉他吗？
See, God will search our hearts to see how shallow our consecration is.
因为神乃是要查询我们的心，看见我们对他的奉献是何等的肤浅。
Because if someone criticizes me or finds faults or calls me a name,
若有任何人批评我，或者有任何人背后说我的坏话，
then I'm devastated.
而我就整个人是受不了。
Oh, I'm so angry with that person.
我就非常的向那个人生气。
I never want to see them again.
我不想再见他们的面。
You can see the love of God is not in the heart.
你知道这样一个人心中哪有神的爱和包容呢？
Because the gospel of Christ causes us to relate to God no matter what happens.
因为福音乃是使我们能够与神连接起来，无论发生在我们身上有什么事。
And do you have that work of grace in your heart?
你有没有神这样恩典的工作在你心中呢？
Well, here,He makes this covenant.
所以这里约西亚与神立了约。
And then we find this is the covenant to walk after the Lord.
而也向神立约，又这样的来行在神的面前。
And look, is to keep the commandments, the testimonies.
还有尽心尽性遵守神的诫命法度律例。
And then to perform all that was written.
还有成就这书上所记的约言。
What a dedication.
我们看见他是何等的投入。
Is that your dedication?
我们与神向神的态度是不是也全心投入呢？
You know, we don't have to do that to be saved.
我们知道得救不需要我们有这样的行为。
How are you saved?
你是怎样得救的？
You're saved by the grace of God.
你得救乃是本乎神的恩典。
But look what the gospel does.
但是我们看见福音在我们心里就会做出怎样的果子来。
It gives me such a desire and longing to please my Lord.
因为福音会在我们里面给我们的恩典开始渴慕来寻求神。
And how will I please him?
而心中寻求怎样来讨神喜悦。
Well, spend time in the Word of God.
我们要花时间借着神的话在他面前。
Let the Lord expose your sins.
让神的话来显明你的罪。
Let him expose your backsliding.
让神的话来责备你的退后。
And then you, in faith, deal with that sin and repent and bring your heart to the Lord.
而之后你凭着你能够来对付这个罪而在神的面前悔改。
And you will have such a understanding of the real work of grace and the gospel of Christ.
这样你能够真正的明白认识到耶稣基督的福音和他带来的效果。
And look, it tells us in chapter 35 that Josiah kept the Passover.
在三十五章告诉我们约书亚耶西亚在耶路撒冷守逾越节。
You know, he donated, sheep and goats.
他又自己献出了牛跟羊。
You know how many he donated?
你知道他自己献出了多少的羊牛羊吗？
30,000 sheep and goats.
乃是有三万只羊。跟三千只牛。
My uncle had a sheep farm.
我的叔叔他也有一个养羊的的农场。
He had 5,000 sheep.
他只有五千只羊。
And I think if you took them all and killed the lot, I think he'd be very upset with me.
如果我把他这五千羊都把他杀了而拿走的话
but,
他可能会生我很大
气 but this man just gave it
但是约书亚却把三万只羊 see, 三千只牛就给了
see what the gospel does
你看见福音带来的功效吗
when we understand how our Lord though he was rich yet he became poor for our sakes
我们当福音让我们明白耶稣基督本来是富足的，但是因我们的缘故却成为贫穷。
And that we through his poverty might be made rich.
就我们因他的贫穷，使到我们能成为富足。
You see how we look at possessions?
你看见今天我们怎么样看待我们所拥有的一切
？It's just something to be poured out in the Lord's service.
我们神所给我们的一切，乃是让我们能够为着他的侍奉而倾倒。
Yeah, and here.It tells us in the Bible that there was never, and this is astounding, a Passover from the days of Samuel right up till Josiah.
圣经又告诉我们说耶西亚带着百姓向耶和华守逾越节从来没有在过去的所有的逾越节中没有像这样一样的。
And it's a great message to us.
这对我们来讲是一个非常重要的信息。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 it says Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
哥林多前书五章七节说到基督我们逾越节的羔羊已经献祭了。
Then if Christ is really our Passover, that is we have been delivered from God's judgment because of his shed blood.
若基督是我们逾越节的羔羊那我们已经被拯救了脱离神对我们的审判
When we understand that how our life is changed
当我们真的里面明白的时候我们的生命就有改变
You see how the gospel changes our life
你看见福音是怎样的来改变我们的生命吗
If your life is not changed then you haven't believed that gospel
如果你的一生没有改变，那么你这个福音还没有彻底的相信。
When I use the term gospel,
当我们用福音这个词，
I'm not talking about a gospel meeting.
我不是在讲一个福音的聚会。
You know what the word gospel means?
你知道福音真正的意思吗？
It's, we often say, good, or it's really God's good news.
乃是神的好消息。
Because,It's an announcement of what's already done.
因为福音乃是告诉我们神已经做成的。
Do you know in the Old Testament how many times that word gospel is used?
你知道在圣经的旧约里面福音这个词用过多少次吗？
Of course, it's translated there good tidings.
因为在旧约的时候乃是被翻译成好消息。
It's used as 24 times.
在旧约里面用了24次。
So you see, it was already there in the Old Testament.
所以我们看见在旧约的圣经，福音已经在那。
And when you see the book of Isaiah in chapter 52 verse 7, it speaks of those good tidings.
以赛亚书52章7节也讲到那好消息。
And in the book of Romans and chapter 10 and verse 15, the apostle Paul quotes it.And he said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel.
保罗在在罗马书十章那里也引用了的这个章节。
So that is what affected the life of King Josiah.
所以我们看见这次神的话影响了约西亚王一生。
He wanted to celebrate the death of our Lord Jesus.By the shedding of his blood in this great manner.
他用这样的一个方法受逾越节来表明他显明耶稣为了拯救我们脱离罪所流出的血。
I'll read to you a quote.
我向你们读出一段人的话。
And this is a quote from Mr. Keller, Timothy Keller.
是从 Timothy Keller 所说的话。
It is inaccurate to think the gospel is what saves non-Christians and then Christians mature by trying hard to live according to biblical principles.
若是我们觉得福音乃是为了救不是基督徒的得救，而之后又救得救的基督徒是得救的基督徒被改变而我们若是对福音的理解乃是以为福音只是为着不是基督徒的人来得救的信息就是不准确的。
He said, and it's more accurate to say that we are saved by believing the gospel.
但更准确的来讲乃是我们得救乃是因信福音。
And then we are transformed in every part of our minds, hearts, and lives.
之后我们就在我们福音会在我们的思想我们的心我们的行为上带来改变。
By believing the gospel more and more deeply as life goes on.
借着我们每一天越来越相信这福音。
So what we want to do is just see that this was Josiah's life.
所以我们看见，来看说这是耶西亚的一生。
Isn't that a wonderful testimony to have?
我们看见他的一生是有何等美的一个见证。
Josiah died in battle.At the age of 39.
耶西亚乃是在39岁的时候在征战中死去。
How old are you?
你现今有多大呢?
I'm nearly 69.
我已经却接近了69岁。
But what if I had to die tonight?
那若是我今晚就去世呢?
Would that be my testimony?
我会不会也有像他这样的一个见证呢?
Well, I will be crying out to the Lord for it to be my testimony.
我要向神面前向神哭去，愿这也能够成为我的见证。
I also know I have some sins that I have to deal with in my life.
我也知道在我的生命中有一些的罪，我也必须要去对付。
I have also some humiliating work to do before my Lord.
在主的面前我还有更深降卑的工作。
Okay, we will close now and we just see Josiah's life very quickly.
我们看约西亚的一生。
He sought the Lord, put away sin, found the word of God and read it.
他找到并阅读神的话语，离弃罪恶，专心寻求主。
Very simple principles.
非常简单的原则。
If you really seek your Lord,
你若真心的寻求你的主，
you will find this book, the Bible, a new book.
你会发现圣经对你来讲好像变成一本新的书。
Some people have used this description.
有些人乃是用这样的话来描述。
This is a love letter of the greatest lover of our soul.
说这是爱我们灵魂所给我们所爱的信。
And then we find how he was humbled and he wept for those destructive sins of his people.
我们也看见约西亚因神的百姓的罪恶而自卑和哭泣。
It's good for us to identify ourselves. We are in a nation that is now excusing sin.
我们所活的生活的这个国家现在乃是一直为罪找借口。
Are you praying for this nation?
你有没有为这个国家代祷呢？
Everything, even in my life, has become legalized.
好像在一切我们生活中一些事情，他们都变成是可以的。
Gambling has become legalized.
好像赌博也变成是合法的。
Prostitution has become legalized.
好像这个做妓女的也合法。
Abortion has become legalized.
好像罪胎也变成合法的。
And homosexuality has become legalized.
同性恋也变成合法的。
Because before,
因为在这以前，
there was a jail term.
乃是如果同性恋呢，乃是又抓到监牢里去的。
And now, what's going to be next?
那我们发现接下来还有什么也会变成合法呢？
They want to legalize what?
他们还会使什么成为合法？
Same-sex marriage.
我们看见说是那个同性的可以结婚。
See, they don't tell you that the average age of the practicing homosexuals is about 44.
因为他们却从来不告诉你那些真的平均那个同性恋人平均的年龄乃是44岁。
But we should pray for them.
但我们的生命的乃是44岁。
Pray for our nation.
我们要为他们祷告，为我们的国家祷告。
We hate their sin, but we love the sinner.
我们乃是恨他们的罪，却爱他们的人。
And that's why he walked.And kept and performed the word of God.
所以约西亚也遵守遵行了神的话。
So we will leave it there, sorry, and we will just pray.
我们在这里结束，有一个祷告。
Our gracious, loving, and eternal God, we thank you for this time together.
我们慈悲仁爱的天父，我们的
神。Ask your blessing now upon your word.
我们感谢你赐给我们这个时间，求你祝福你的话。
You will make it living and real in our own lives.
求你让你的话语在我们里面成为活的、
Because we ask this in
真实的。
Jesus name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us this serious message.
Thank you, Lord, for the solemn message this morning.
弟兄有这样的负担，能讲这样的信息。
Our brother is burdened to speak to us like this.
我想我们也需要认真的在主面前有一点的思想。
And we need to be serious before the Lord.
这些信息都是对我们每一个人讲的。
is relevant to each one of us.
我们也需要悔改。
And we need repentance.
让我们在这个世界上仍然能像主所要求的一样。
That we can live as our Lord has commanded us.
你们现在这世代中是要将生命的道表明出来。
We are here in this wicked and crooked generation to show forth the light of life.
这个世界会越来越黑暗。
This world is getting darker and darker.
但是我们要像明光照耀。
But we have to shine in this generation.
将主的生命显明出来。
And show forth His word.
让许多的人能够因见看见我们，就信主悔改，接受主耶稣做救主。
That when people see us, they will see the difference. They will repent and turn to the Lord and receive Him as the Savior.
我们真是求主，愿主祝福今天的信息。
May the Lord bless His words.
让我们不但过好我们每天的生活。
That I will live a good life.
为主做美好的见证。
And bear good testimony for Him.
也需要更多的追求认识主。
And we will seek and pursue after Him.
读好主的话。
And read His word and long for His word.
那弟兄姊妹也能够常常一起聚集在一起，一同读主的话。
And brothers and sisters will be drawn together to study His word.
刚才摩西弟兄坐在我旁边。他说什么还会听了弟兄所说的这个合法化那个合法化，他说可能将来毒品都成为合法化，毒品 drug。
Just then Brother Moses was sitting next to me and says everything is getting legalized and perhaps drugs will be legalized soon。
所以我们就像弟兄所说要好好的为这个国家祷告。
Therefore we need to pray for this country。
下面我们有一些的报告。
With a few announcements.
照着常例，我们还是首先介绍一下新到我们中间、第一次到我们中间的朋友们。当我念到你名字的时候，请你站起来，我们愿意认识你。
For those who are here for the first time, when I read your name, please stand up. We want to welcome you.
赵中华，是不是赵中华？
赵中华。
欢迎。
Welcome.
请坐。李旭，欢迎你，请坐。陈杰超，欢迎你，请坐。有三个，还有好。
Okay, we have three newcomers today.
我们欢迎你。等下呢，吃饭的时候，我们请你们到这里的图书馆，弟兄姊妹会陪你一同用餐。
During lunch time, please go to the library. We want to have lunch with you and have more fellowship.
下面有点几个的报告，就是福音组和招待组的弟兄姊妹们午餐的时候，如果你没有什么事的话，万一有什么特别的事的话，你有个交通的聚会是关于像后面的有一个传福音音乐传福音的聚会，有一些的安排。所以请你们到那个办公室底下的那个地方，我们一起用餐，一起有一点的交通和安排。
For the musical outreach, we'd like to ask those brothers and sisters in the ushers.